This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time for us now to re-engage you and your life experiences, kind of mesh them with your health experience. Life and health go together. Good life's no good without kind of an oxymoron. As a matter of fact, can't have a good life without good health. My father used to say, if you don't have your health, you have nothing. So let us focus on that, and lots of reasons for us to talk about the things that are going on in your life. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the chief practitioner at Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. He joins us every week at this time with his overview of a lot of the things that have been researched. Medical community is full of various journals and the studies that are being done by doctors everywhere around the world. Most of them are in this country, but sometimes we go outside the country. That was very interesting. Because you're a cardiologist, I was attracted right away to the story about how deaths from heart-related conditions are going up. Because I thought at one point in time we'd said the number of people who have heart disease has increased, but the number of heart-related deaths is going down. So what are we talking about? Heart-related conditions. What would those be, Ken?
Sure. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's the battle between trying to fight heart disease and obesity, which is conquering our battle. In the United States, total deaths from cardiometabolic disease, these are diseases which include heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and high blood pressure. They've been actually rising since 2011. We got a decline in death rate until 2011 by better diagnosis and treatment. Now we need to shift to better prevention. This growing obesity is the likely culprit, and the majority of these deaths are preventable.
They are. They're preventable. How? Education, input from people like you, changing our evil ways. What is going to change this?
All of the above. You have to watch your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your weight.
Does the average person do that seriously? Or is it that they wait until there's some sign of a problem and then they start taking care of the numbers or looking at the numbers?
The average person, probably not. There is a subgroup of people who do this on their own, but I guess I have right now in America so much obesity that people are not doing it, and that's why we're losing the battle.
But is it that we really have that little common sense?
It's a good question. I mean, I think the food is just getting more addictive. I mean,
do people know what's in their food? I don't think people really pay attention. The school systems are doing such an awful job across the board of educating students, young adults, to the realities of life. You can't balance a checkbook when you get out of school. You can't put a sentence together when you get out of school, for the most part. You can't do your mathematical tables. What do they do in school? They don't teach people about their bodies and how they function. So what does go on in school?
Good question. But I think the foods that are being served to us, it's getting more clever. People dream about the foods that are so tasty and the cleverness of the way they're produced. And we're probably getting more and more addicted to foods. And you have to be really careful and just watch and be cautious, because this just leads to so much havoc. You spend a day with me, you can see how horrible. And it's all preventable.
It's the story, the same kind of story as smoking. People are introduced to smoking at a young age. Remember during the various wars, the tobacco companies gave all these soldiers their free cigarettes, and
yes,
they got addicted and they came
World
home.
War II.
You know, it killed half of the people that came out of World War II died of lung disease because of what was started during. I mean, it's insidious. So these people, they have a legal product. I don't, you know, you take shots at me or take shots at people, those pot shots that you take about
pot. Me take shots?
But no, but seriously, I mean, where is the outrage about the government even in many instances for many years subsidized the damn tobacco industry? Never mind it was legal, it was subsidized. And, you know, don't get started with the subsidies, with the way the government is doling out money to farmers that ought not to be getting it, and the farmers who need it aren't getting it. That's another whole story. All right, so anyway.
Boy, we got off on a tangent.
Yeah, we did get off on a tangent here. Let's talk about weight loss, as it is a subject we are always talking about, Calitrin here and the safe way to lose weight. So here's a study on whether you eat a lot or don't eat at all. This is tick-tock, like the pendulum here. What's the story?
Yes, fasting's becoming quite a trend. And this week in the medical journal Cell Metabolism, we talk more about these low-calorie diets. And low-calorie diets work, but they can be very difficult to follow. Have you ever been on one? And a much simpler approach to losing weight may be to just stop eating every other day. It's called alternate day fasting, ADF. As the name implies, you starve yourself by fasting one day, and then you feast the next, and then repeat that pattern again and again.
And how do you deal with the hunger on the days when you're not eating?
Well,
what do you do?
Well, you got to tough it out, but wait a second. In just the month-long trial of the alternate-day fasting diet, the study volunteers, they actually lost more than 7 pounds. But one warning, we do not yet know, Doug, if this diet long-term is safe. Diets that simply rely on lower calorie intake may decrease immune system function. And exactly, it's not right for everybody. Dieting is so personal. There's no one-size-fits-all. I have a few patients in my practice who they don't go to zero on the other day. They go down very low, and they love it, and they do lose weight. And I'm not yet advocating this because I have seen people successfully lose weight. I have one patient in particular, if he's listening, he knows who he is, who has really done well, not going down to zero, but going down to about 600 calories on the other day. And he loves doing it. He's been doing it for about 4 years. I don't advocate it because I don't really know yet if it is safe long term. You know, I kid him every time I see him. You know, you're a guinea pig. And he smiles and he says, but look at my weight. And it may offset because he was obese in the past. And it's something I think we need long-term studies because this does pull the weight down. But whether it's safe or not, we have to find out.
Dr. Ken Kronos is here from Lake Cardiology in Madura, Florida. Has a fabulous reputation, not only in Florida, but all around the country. The American Heart Association has him as a spokesperson. He studies, he publishes research, he does it all. And the best thing is that he works with the patients so comfortably and so well. The normal doctor, you're in and out in 10, 20 minutes. Now with Ken, takes as long as it's necessary to sort of look at, review all of the testing that's gone on and what's going on with you, so you know when you leave there what you have to do to improve your circulation and whatever else is a part of the cardiological work that you may need done. His office number is 352-735-1400. So I'd advise, because I do it, every winter I'm down there for a day. And it's fun to go with all the people that are there so bright and cheery and smart. And then Ken interprets all the data. So you have the best of all worlds. Lake Cardiology, Ken Kronhaus, 352-735-1400. We continue with a focus on screening for hepatitis after this.
Are coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained? We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. All right, on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, I'm Doug Steffen. The government has put together a task force, Ken, and they have made some recommendations about screening for hepatitis. How's this going to work?
This is that U.S. Preventive Services Task Force that Doug and I have been talking about for years. And they're usually minimal with the dollars. They spend them very cautiously. But the news this week is that they are talking about hepatitis C infection rates exploding in America, more than tripling over the past decade. This increase has mostly affected young people who inject drugs, spurred by the opioid epidemic. Because of this, routine screening for hepatitis C, which can destroy the liver over time, should occur in all American adults aged 18 to 79. And this is the recommendation this week of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. And their recommendations are usually immediately accepted by the insurances. And so and once diagnosed, we do have effective treatments to cure hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor about being screened for hepatitis C, because it looks like insurance is going to cover this.
So how does that happen? Insurance just decide you're not paying any more for this coverage. Insurance companies are requested, I suppose sometimes required, to cover things when they become part of the public lexicon like this, right? They're just
exactly.
They're told by the government, you'll cover this from now on.
Well, U.S. Preventive Service Task Force has a great impact, and this is a group who was advocating against collecting PSAs on patients, and the urologists, you know, went on a rampage for years and finally got that recommendation turned around, because this group has immense effect on what gets paid for.
Are they doctors, all of them?
No. And in fact, sometimes. In fact, with the PSA, they had no urologists on the committee initially that made the recommendation against PSA, and that's why the urologists were so outraged.
Wow. But that's typical government stuff. They put somebody on a study or a committee or something
that
has no real background. That's the problem with some of this stuff.
Well, that's why this is interesting, because they're actually advocating to do it, to pay for it. And this is going to open up amazing costs, because they're advocating every American adult age 18 to 79 to get a test for hepatitis C.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
So how do you go about doing that? You ask your doctor?
Yeah, exactly. Ask your internist to screen me for hepatitis C, and they probably will.
Do you do it in your office?
This is not really what the cardiologists do.
But it affects cardiological stuff if you have hepatitis.
It affects the liver.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, folks. More to think about. We'll be talking about how to lead a long life as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Doug Steffen back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health in our podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. So we all want to live as long as we can be healthy, I suppose, if we think it through. We want to live long lives. So Ken's got a number of things here that will help. We're going to tie together items that will help you maybe live long. Well, maybe, yeah, you should. If you follow these things, you're going to be in good shape. So, first way to do it is to be with somebody you love. That's a great way to lengthen your life, right? Be this with around people that you love. We talk about a spouse, we talk about children. Who are we talking about here?
Well, this is why it's always good if you have to go into the hospital or if you have to have a procedure done as an outpatient that's going to be uncomfortable, never go alone. This is out of the medical journal Scandinavian Journal of Pain this week. Doug, research published last year showed that when a person holds hands with their significant other, they become more resilient to painful stimuli. This happens because when we touch someone we love, brain waves synchronize, making painful stimuli less painful. They seem less painful. But the news this week is that just being in the same room as our romantic partner can improve our tolerance to pain, even if we do not hold hands, otherwise touch, or receive any verbal support. So just being around the person we love can help us feel less pain.
Mm-hmm. That's something
Isn't that
important
neat?
To remember. It is. The vibes that you get, unspoken exchanges of information and
just the same room.
Yeah. All right. Also, hand in hand with that, pardon the pun, people who are more optimistic also have, with that, are able to. I don't know if you ever see the Optimist Solution News. If you haven't seen it, I should send you a copy. Maybe you can sign up for it. I find it to be a great way to start the day. And what does this do? If you're optimistic, how does that help your life?
Yeah, I'd love to see that because this comes out of the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences this week. Individuals with higher optimism, they tend to live longer and also have greater odds of living 85 years and more. Females and males with the highest levels of optimism live an average 11 to 15% longer. longer in this study than those with the lowest levels of optimism. You want to hear how they defined optimism in this study?
Yes. Yes.
They define it as the general expectation that good things will happen, or the belief that the future will be favorable because one can control important outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do. We're the master of our own destiny, and that goes for physical, emotional, it goes for every aspect of your life. But speaking of physical, there's another piece of this in terms of physical activity and how that helps you live a longer life. This is a no-brainer, though, I think, isn't it?
British Medical Journal, increasing physical activity, regardless of intensity, relates to a significantly lower risk of dying. Even light exercise, such as walking, washing dishes, and cooking, can make a difference. And sitting for more than 9.5 hours per day, from this study, also found to be linked to a significantly higher risk of early death. So any level of physical activity, even light exercise that's within reach of most people, is beneficial.
Walking, going up and down the stairs, great for your muscles and your leg. Move your arms around as you're walking, all of that sort of thing. It depends on what you want to do. You want to live a long life, got to be happy, then this is the way to do it. You don't? Then be a grumpy old bastard and you'll put yourself and everybody else out of misery. Because who wants to have a grumpy old bastard around? Much as anything else, right? How about that? No grumpy old bastards here. We're going to be talking about chelation therapy and heart disease. Interesting combo of information coming up with several doctoral experts here on Good Day Health.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Dorian is now a Category 4 storm with winds at 140 miles per hour as it barrels towards the Bahamas. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham.
Hurricane warnings out for portions of the North Bahamas with a major hurricane here, so a lot of wind, a lot of rain.
The bulk of the storm is expected to hit the North Islands on Sunday. Some forecasts say there is a chance Dorian will turn north up the Florida coast late on Monday.
Even if it's right along the coast, and remember, it could be anywhere in here, big-time impacts, catastrophic event for some areas, major hurricane, 140-mile-an-hour winds prolonged, not a good situation.
President Trump's resort Mar-a-Lago is in South Florida. He tells reporters he's not worried.
Mar-a-Lago can handle itself. That's a very powerful place. The thing I'm worried about is the state of Florida.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Continues now with solutions to your medical problems, ideas on how to handle tricky situations, all part of our discussion with our doctors every week here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, and we're going to spend some time talking about something that Ken and I have argued about over the years, the benefits of various chelation therapies. Now, there are, by definition, Ken, a lot of different types of chelation therapy. I remember going to, this is 10, 15 years ago, Julian Whitaker, who has a place down in Newport Beach, to have chelation therapy to get the metal out of my blood. And you didn't think it was much value from what I remember. So, but we've back and forth talked about chelation over the years. So now it's interesting that there are some people who are doing a lot of research on chelation therapy as it relates to heart disease. That's why it's a discussion with Ken, because he is our resident cardiologist, and he's come across two doctors, one of them Dr. Stephen Tang, who is here with us, and Dr. Gervasio Lamas, who is also with us. These two gentlemen have been working on this study, the work that's been done. As a matter of fact, Dr. Lamas, you're a Harvard-trained physician, chairman of medicine and cardiology at Mount Sinai in Miami Beach, national director of this study. Dr. Tang is an internist in Ken's area, participating in the study. Ken's known him for a long time. So, gentlemen, first, thank you for being here. What brought this about, Dr. Lamas? Why did you start studying this particular issue and how to treat people?
Well, you know, thank you. First of all, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
But like many, almost all conventionally trained cardiologists, we had all heard during training that chelation was nonsense, quackery, expensive, probably dangerous.
Right.
And
all those things you and I have talked about.
Yeah. So 20 years ago this month, actually, a patient walked into my office and asked for chelation, and that's exactly what I said to him. But I don't usually talk to people that way, and then I decided to look at the data. And the data did not support all the bad things about chelation, but nor did it really support all the good things that the patient was telling me about chelation. And I thought that that was ripe for a properly done clinical trial. So it took about 3 years to get $30 million from the National Institutes of Health to do a clinical trial, which then took 10 years to complete. And after those 10 years, mind you, these studies are blinded, right? So I don't know who's on what. I don't know the results. I just make sure that people stay on the protocol. 134 sites in the U.S. and Canada, 1,708 patients, 55,222 infusions of either placebo, an inactive a solution, or EDTA chelation. And we sat down with our statisticians at Duke. We opened the data book for the very first time in a decade, and I see that the study, the darn study, is positive. Chelation is effective in reducing cardiovascular events like heart attack, stroke, angioplasties, heart surgeries, in patients with who had had a previous heart attack. So these are already coronary patients.
All right, let's talk about what's in, if we can, Dr. Tang. Both of you. What's the substance? What's in? Because those of you who you use the term EDTA, and this is a bottle. It's a drip that you can get over the course of an hour or two, depending on how quickly the doctor wants you to have this stuff ingested. It's inserted into a vein. A needle's inserted into a vein, and the whatever in the liquid is going to go into your system. So, what is in this bottle?
Yeah, it's EDTA, and it binds heavy metals.
What is EDTA? Would you explain what that is?
Oh, I don't remember the exact name. Dr. Lama?
Let me help out. It's actually a small molecule that has some carbon and oxygen and hydrogen on it. The building blocks of proteins are called amino acids. This is an artificial amino acid. The
way so is it attached to something bad in your blood
and flush it out of your system? You know, in a mechanistic way, it's something like a catcher's mitt. Mm-hmm. Okay, just think of a tiny little catcher's mitt, and that pocket in that mitt is electrically charged with a magnet. And ions like calcium is a good one, but also lead, cadmium, and a bunch of other toxic metals go in there because of that electrical charge, and they stick in there. The mitt covers it and allows it to be excreted harmlessly through the kidneys into the urine.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give you an example, any one of us, because all of us, except Dr. Tang, who sounds young, are of a certain age. If we receive an infusion of 3 grams of disodium EDTA, which is what we're using, and collect urine before and after, the amount of lead in the urine increases an average of 3,000%.
Wow.
We are loaded with lead.
Mm-hmm.
Of cadmium by 700%. We're loaded with cadmium. These are poisons.
Yeah, and they certainly have a negative impact. Dr. Tang, can you tell us how you, as a local internist, what you say you participate in the study, did you have clients, did you have patients who were actually on this protocol?
Yes. We've done two, and we have a third that's being treated right now. Essentially, there's about 40 infusions over a period of 52 weeks. So it's quite a commitment on the part of the patient to come and actually get this treatment. It's an IV treatment. About once a week, we're seeing the patients, and it takes about 3 hours. So they stay in our office about 3 hours during the infusion. And, we provide them with books to read, movies to watch. You know, we have a very comfortable IV chair.
Yeah, no, that's what, in most of the chelation offices, that's what they do.
And it's blinded. They don't know if they're getting the real treatment or a placebo, correct?
Yeah. So how is this paid for? The insurance company's paying for this, or is it paid for as part of the $30 million in the study?
This is the second study.
Yeah.
It's TAC 2. I went to the FDA in 2014, and they asked us to do another study to confirm the results of the first study. So this is the second study. We're still enrolling patients. Mm-hmm. And it's paid for by the trial, and the trial is through the National Institutes of Health.
Yeah.
So at the end of it all, you and I pay for it with our taxes.
Mm-hmm. All right. How do you convince people to do it? What do you say to a patient who comes into you and has certain signs? I'd ask all three of you how you would approach a patient, Dr. Tang, Dr. Lamas, Dr. Kronhaus. How would you advise them that they ought to get on to this treatment?
Well, we usually talk to our local cardiologists, and our local cardiologists will refer patients to us. And when I see a patient, I explain to them what chelation therapy is, and a lot of them already have some idea of what chelation does, and a number of them actually have had chelation before.
Mm-hmm.
And we explain to them that this is completely no cost to the patient. There's no charges to the patient at all. In fact, they get a stipend for travel to the office to get the infusion. Basically, a lot of patients, subjects, are interested in contributing to medical knowledge. And that's basically how I approach a subject.
They
really want to help prove something works. Mm-hmm. And some of the patients who we've done actually were very, very enthusiastic about chelation, and they felt like they would contribute something to society by proving that this works.
Right.
Now, my experience previously with chelation was really horrible, because I had a patient who was dying of cancer, somehow hooked up with this doctor who did chelation. Of course, it did no good whatsoever, and he passed away. Then the wife, the following week, comes in and tells me, "Oh, I'm on chelation therapy now too." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she showed me this photograph that was a blown-up picture of a red blood cell. And apparently this doctor pointed to all the graininess in the photograph as parasites in her red blood cells, and she needed chelation therapy to get rid of these parasites. And I had to explain to her what chelation therapy what it actually is. And, so that's my experience. So when I read about this study, I was really, really surprised. And, had to rethink my prejudices.
Right. Dr. Lamas, who develops this serum? Where does it come from? Is it a drug company?
EDTA was first manufactured in the 1930s. So we use a chemical supply company. We have a very high-quality compounding pharmacy in South Florida, which is the one that mixes it, the active solution as well as the placebo solution, and ships it overnight to the centers, like Dr. Tang's office, where the patients are getting their infusion. The contents change a little bit depending on the patient's kidney function.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the first study, I mean, this is just, it is extraordinarily safe.
Dr. Lamas or Dr. Tang, many of our patients that are looking for non-invasive options, or they have no options, or they are advocates of chelation, if they wanted to get involved in this study, what should they do?
Well, we have a local... local number, and then Dr. Lamas probably has a national number that you can contact. My local number is 352-504-4678. Now, these are really for residents of Lake County in Florida, because, you know, it's a really an investment of time in this study. So
is this going to spread out around the country, do you think, doctors? We only have about a minute left here. Is this going to go, now that this is being publicized, doctors are going to take note and they're going to want to treat their patients with this this serum as well, right?
Well, we need results. We need results of this present study. That it will be over in about 2 years.
2 years.
Okay. In about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And once, if those results are positive, then I would hope that my colleagues, the cardiologists, who generally have a strong bias against chelation, will see the light.
Yep. Well, Ken has got to be one of them. He's intrigued by this, and he certainly is a skeptic. He used to really raise his eyebrows.
We love evidence.
May I make a comment about Dr. Lamas?
Yes.
You know, we are so thankful that Dr. Lamas is doing this, because this is not a drug that's from a drug company. Mm-hmm. So there's no big buck behind this. And if it wasn't for Dr. Lamas, this would just die off, and nobody would know for sure whether chelation therapy works or not, and no guidelines would be available.
Well, so that speaks volumes for him, his open-mindedness. This is called TACT, a trial to assess chelation therapy as it affects cardiology. And if Ken's on it and interested in it, I know that it has legs, because he's very skeptical about all this stuff, as many others are.
Only because there's been no evidence. But if there was evidence, I'd be providing this.
Mm. Only because I liked it and you didn't. All right, doctors, thank you very much. Dr. Tang, appreciate your being here as a colleague with Dr. Ken. Dr. Lamas, thank you very much for the work. As the other gentlemen have said, that would be something that I'd be interested in just as a preventative. I would think that way it would have great merit as a preventative. Why would you not, and there's no harm, if you can get a hold of it now and do it, wouldn't it be a boon? Wouldn't it be make sense?
Well, I got to tell you, I would rather have them call 305-674-2162, 305-674-2162, and find out if they are eligible for the study and if we have a site near them where they can participate.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, there's a lot of meat in this, and I'm sure it won't be the last time we talk about it. I certainly hope it isn't the last time we talk about it, but this is... This sounds like it could offer a lot of hope to people who may not have any other, it might just clean up your blood. But preventative, I'm interested in it, Ken, as a preventative, so let's follow it on that score as well. Dr. Stephen Tang, Dr. Gervasio Lamas, and Dr. Ken Kronos here with a story of chelation therapy, something new, something you didn't ever hear, think you're going to hear from Ken at any rate. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
This report is brought to you by the Satellite Broadcasting and Communications Association. This year, Congress has the opportunity to put an end to blackouts and rising TV costs, but we need your help. The Satellite Act, also known as Stellar, is a vital piece of legislation, ensuring that rural Americans, RV and camping enthusiasts, tailgaters, and long-haul truckers can watch broadcast network programming even in a remote location. Stellar also keeps pay TV bills in check for all Americans by requiring that TV broadcasters, satellite carriers, and cable companies all negotiate in good faith. However, if Congress fails to act before the end of the year, rural Americans, RVers, truckers, and campers will lose access to network programming, and there will be no mechanism in place to stop broadcasters from raising fees even higher, meaning everyday Americans will pay even more for the TV shows they already enjoy. Congress can act now, but we need your help. Call your member of Congress today and tell them to reauthorize Stellar and modernize our TV rules. For more, visit StrongerWithSatellite.com/Stellar. That's S-T-E-L-A-R.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot cannot say enough about Calitran. Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitran and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitran is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From Dr. Ken in this circumstance. Good day to those of you who are focused on your health. We're here to happily help you, although sometimes the news isn't all happy. We've been talking about the opioid crisis and how to get rid of the opioids that are left around in your home, bring them to the hospital, I guess is the best thing. When somebody comes into your office, what do you recommend? Do you ever talk to, because you're a cardiologist, so you're not likely to be dispensing opioids much, I wouldn't think. But
I've been in practice in the same town for 31 years, and I cannot remember the time I ever wrote for an opioid prescription in what I do.
All right. So let's say somebody comes into your office and they say, I got these opioids left over. I didn't take them all. They're in my medicine chest. What do I do with them? What do you tell them?
What do I tell them? Get rid of
them. What do you tell them? What do you advise them to do with leftover opioid pills, medications?
Destroy them.
Yeah. Destroy them. Oh, no, flush them down the toilet. Are the hospitals there equipped to take? Would you send people, clients, or patients to the hospital with their leftover drugs so the hospitals get rid of them?
You can bring them back to the pharmacy. They can't dispense them, but they'll get rid of them for you.
Yeah. All right.
The pharmacist is going to love hearing me say that.
Use them over again.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Unscrupulous.
No.
I've been some unscrupulous drug people might
do that. Well, you know, there's bad apples in every
right, exactly.
Bowl.
All right, speaking of bad apples,
very few.
One of our stories this week comes from the state of Oklahoma that has ordered Johnson & Johnson, not a family company, to pay out hundreds of millions of bucks after this trial on opioid abuse. Yes? Is it opioid abuse? I guess it is. Or
well,
abuse and promoting it.
What happened, this Oklahoma judge this past Monday ordered drug maker Johnson & Johnson, Doug, to pay the state $573 million with an M for the company's role in the opioid crisis. It seems like over-marketing and promoting of opioid drugs has resulted in increased rates of addiction and overdose deaths. Johnson & Johnson, they apparently trained sales representatives to downplay the risk of opioid addiction, telling doctors that the risk of addiction was 2.6% or less if prescribed by a doctor. And I hope this money helps those actually in need.
So what do they do with this money? That would be my question. After they collect it, what do they do with it?
I don't think they figured it out yet, but I just hope it goes to the people who actually need it.
Yeah, there's too much of that money.
That's a lot of money.
General fund, and it doesn't get used. They should be setting up treatment centers
exactly.
to help people.
Exactly.
That's one of the things we're going to do, by the way, as an aside. You know, I'm one of the Ken... Ken and I always matter of we're going to call it the pot shot. Ken every week takes a shot at use of marijuana, and I'm going to be growing it in a controlled situation, very controlled situation on my farm for medical purposes, and so he is happy to tell me that there's this, that, and the other thing that come from it that are not good. People make unhealthy choices all the time. They don't realize it sometimes, and you know there's good and bad in this. So what's the bad in the pot use news this week?
Well, it's from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week. I just report what's published. Pot, alcohol, and depression, Doug, these three factors are on the increase in former smokers. And this ups the risk of relapse, undermining decades of gains made in the effort to help Americans kick the cigarette habit. We need to be aware of the link between depression, substance abuse, and smoking relapse.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. And then there's the other side of it, the cancer cure that's being worked on by Brigham and Women's and Dana-Farber using pot as the main ingredient. There's something in there that helps to cure several different cancers, including pancreatic cancer. So that comes into the mix as well. Dr. Ken here with a focus now on losing weight. The news from Calitrin is pretty consistent. People that get on the program love it because if they stay on it for more than 3 months, they lose the weight and they keep it off. Calitrin is the only all-natural, the healthiest choice, the all-natural way to lose weight. It's the only program, and it's not really a program, it's a substance. You take their four capsules every day, whatever the ingredients are. I know one of them is collagen. It helps promote weight loss. You stay on the program for 6 months because it gets your body back into producing its own collagen, which helps produce healthy lean muscle, kick out the fat, and thus lose the weight. Get a special deal at toploss.com for Calitrin, the Labor Day sale using the DGV code buy three and get three free. That's Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DGV.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.